We've got another dry window of opportunity here for harvest this week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Weekend Weather Outlook. Another harvest window to talk about in our weekend weather outlook here this week. It may not be quite as impressive as what we were talking up last week, but Mother Nature also threw a curveball and wrecked our plans for the wide open window last week as well. So we'll talk about it here. We've got, I think, a good 5 to 6 days, all things considered. Saturday, Sunday are going to be completely dry, and then Monday through at least Wednesday. So that's 5 days there combined. And I think I can give you a large part of Thursday. Our next frontal boundary is looking to try and come out of the central and western Corn Belt right about Wednesday night through Thursday morning. It looks to pass here Thursday midday afternoon and then linger through the overnight into early Friday. Right now, the initial front looks like it has anywhere from a tenth to half an inch, maybe three quarters of precipitation with it. It really depends on what kind of thunderstorm activity can come together. And then we're going to be dealing with some lingering or wraparound backside moisture through the balance of Friday and probably most of Saturday. There is an upper level low, a slower moving upper level low that wants to try and navigate the Great Lakes during that period. And this is going to be similar to what we saw last week. And that's going to drag out, I think, some hit and miss moisture for Friday and Saturday. Could see an additional few hundreds to few tenths there. So decent moisture to finish the week. It probably chases us from the fields in a lot of areas and for a couple of days, and we can get back at it maybe later Sunday or next week, the week of the 9th. That week looks pretty wide open, in my opinion. Not much happening across the large part of the continental United States, so I think we're going to have some dry windows of opportunity the week of the 9th as well. Maybe we don't have another 5 to 7 day window like we're talking right now and what we were trying to talk about last week, but still, we should make some decent progress. So the one thing we haven't talked about yet are temperatures here this week. Well, this weekend, this upcoming week, for the most part, we are well above normal. Spectacular warm air in here. As a matter of fact, we could be throwing out temperatures within a few degrees of records in this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday time frame. Exceptional heat being seen back into the plains as well. Parts of North Dakota could reach 86 to 87 degrees here as we move through the end of this weekend and early next week. That's, I don't want to say unheard of, but it's well above their low 60s normals. So we're warm here to start, but when we get that front coming through the end of this upcoming week, we see a dramatic shift in temperatures, much colder. Canadian air coming down. Canadian high pressure tries to set up over the Great Lakes. I'm looking for us to be below normal for the first time in a while this upcoming weekend and into next week. I'm Ryan Martin.
Some seed companies are like sheep, just doing what the leader does and trying to look innovative. Move your farm operation to the front of the pack when you work with a seed company that carves its own path. Seed Genetics Direct. They're bucking the trend for 2024 and making changes to their corn and soybean seed lineups and treatments that will deliver better agronomics, better yield, and a better bottom line. For more information and to view their seed guide, visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.